This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Maharashtra today. During his visit, he will release the 18th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, PM Kisan scheme in Vashim district of Maharashtra. During this event, over 9.4 crore farmers across the country will receive direct financial benefits amounting to more than 20,000 crore rupees through direct benefit transfer. On the occasion, he will also release the additional benefit of around 2,000 crore rupees to the farmers of Maharashtra under the fifth installment of the Namo Shetkari Mahasanman Nidhi Yojana. The Prime Minister will also launch the Unified Genomic Chip for Cattle and Indigenous Sex-Sorted Semen Technology. All arrangements have been made in Haryana for polling for the single-phase assembly elections today. Voting will be held for 90 seats in the state. The polling will begin at 7 a.m. and conclude at 6 p.m. 1,031 candidates are in the fray. The state has more than 2,354,000 eligible voters. A total of 20,632 polling booths have been set up for smooth conduct of elections. Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said that adequate security arrangements have been made at all polling stations to ensure free and fair voting. Counting of votes for three-phase assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and single-phase polling in Haryana will be held on the 8th of this month. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that on one hand, the Modi government is adopting a zero-tolerance policy for a drug-free India, and on the other hand, the involvement of a prominent Congress leader in the 5,600 crore rupees drug consignment seized from North India is extremely dangerous and shameful. Speaking at a public function in Gandhinagar yesterday, Mr. Shah said, while the Modi government is taking the youth towards sports, education and innovation, the Congress wants to take them into the dark world of drugs. Mr. Shah said the Union government has aimed to make India a drug-free nation to save our younger generations. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will lead the Indian delegation to Islamabad for the SCO summit to be held on 15th and 16th October. Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal confirmed this at a media briefing in Delhi yesterday. On Zakir Naik's visit to Pakistan, Mr. Jaiswal said, India is not surprised that a fugitive from Indian justice has received a high-level welcome in Pakistan. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the government is committed to make defence industry export-oriented with India as a global manufacturing hub. Addressing the 7th Annual General Meeting of Society of Indian Defence Manufacturers in New Delhi, Defence Minister expressed happiness that the annual defence production touched a record high of 1.27 lakh crore in 2023-24. The minister called for increased investment in cutting-edge tech such as artificial intelligence, cyber defence and autonomous systems to be future-ready. In Chhattisgarh, at least 28 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Narayanpur district yesterday. Search operation by security forces is still going on. The number of Maoists killed in the encounter may increase. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei delivered his first public sermon in 5 years, declaring that Israel won't last long and justifying Iran's recent missile strikes on the country. This public address marks a crucial moment for Khamenei, who remains a top target for Israel. The Israeli government has vowed retaliation for Tuesday's missile attacks, adding further fuel to the already volatile situation in the Middle East. On Thursday, U.S. President Joe Biden suggested that a possible Israeli strike on Iran's oil infrastructure had been discussed as Israel continues to weigh its options for striking back at Tehran. In Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, India lost to New Zealand by 58 runs in Dubai. Chasing a victory target of 161, Indian Eves were all out, scoring just 102 runs in 19 overs. Earlier, electing to bat first, New Zealand had scored 160 for 4 in stipulated 20 overs. Sophie Devine scored highest unbeaten 57 of 36, while Rosemary Meyer picked up 4 wickets for New Zealand. Sophie Devine was named player of the match for her performance. And that is the end of this news bulletin.